Nothing says Valentine's Day like two performances of the Vagina Monologues. That's what's happening in Petaluma tonight. And with us this morning is Renee McKenna. She is the director of the Spanish performance of the Vagina Monologues. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, you know, for those people who have lived under a gigantic boulder for the last 30 years or so, what are the Vagina Monologues?
The Vagina Monologues are originally one woman produced show that originated from interviews with women to help them heal after a level of violence or abuse against them, written by Eve Ensler.
Yeah.
And now we get to bring them to our local communities, produce them to raise funds.
And the fundraising part of this is with via an organization called 1 Billion Rising. Explain that.
1 Billion Rising is a worldwide movement. The 1 billion comes from a statistic that 1 in 3 women around the world will receive or be a victim of some level of abuse in their lifetime. And that is 1 billion people, 1
Wow.
billion women. Eve's vision in 2012, as the Vagina Monologues and V-Day grew, was to change the course and improve the environment in which we live for women and children and men. 1 billion rising is getting all those people to rise up to say enough's enough.
Yeah.
Let's stop this. And so today is V-Day. It's 1 billion rising day. Women, people around the world in 200 countries currently now in this moment are dancing, rising, speaking to end this level of violence.
And really speaking up about it so that it is no longer undercover, you know, in the closet, whatever, so
exactly.
that it's right up and out there. And that's what you have to, that's how you have to describe the Vagina Monologues, up and out there.
Yes.
And because the, you know, so much of the conversation or the monologue, all the monologues are about vaginas.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And so people, I'm sure there is a segment of the population that's a little bit scared to go to something like this.
For
what would
sure.
you say to them?
That come in and join us. This production has its ups, its downs, it has its real moments, but it has its very uplifting, very funny moments. The entire show is about empowerment and a level of inclusiveness. So it's the Vagina Monologues. We think women and violence against women, but we need everyone at this table.
Absolutely, and that includes the men too. And by the way, you might learn something, a little
right.
something. And tonight. And one of the unique things about these performances, Renee, tonight, are that there will be two separate performances in two separate locations, one in English and one in Spanish.
Correct. Our location will be at Mentor Me at the Kavanaugh Center in Petaluma. Both of the shows are at that location in two separate rooms, but happening simultaneously. For the first time in Petaluma in Sonoma County, we'll have a Spanish version of the Vagina Monologues.
Yeah, it's about time, isn't it?
I think so.
Absolutely. What's been the response so far to these, you know, these performances getting ready to be performed?
It's always a very interesting introduction to a conversation. But a good one, and
yeah.
one that people really can be want to become a part of. And so our reception into communities, into individuals, into families has been great. And everyone is excited to join us tonight.
Several years ago, I saw the Vagina Monologues in San Francisco, and Eve Ensler was there taking part in it. And so were a lot of actresses who took part. It was so fun to watch Rita Moreno read the Vagina Monologues. It was hilarious.
They
hilarious.
Are really great. It, you know, we hope everyone can come to us, but if you want more information, there are so many YouTube videos of many
if
people.
If you want to see what it's
if
like.
If you want to see what it's
yeah.
like.
And it's embarrassing.
right.
It's embarrassing in moments. You know, even for the women who go knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
But that really says more about us than it does about the show, doesn't it?
Exactly. The
yeah.
show is so wonderful. Like, again, it has its ups and its downs, and it really is a ride of emotion and very powerful.
Yeah, it's one of those kinds of things where you have to expect at any given moment to fall silent by the power of it and to, you know, fall off your chair laughing
yeah.
in another moment.
Yeah. So yeah. much so that we do provide counselors at our
on
shows.
Site.
On site.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what emotions will come.
Well, what we find out, sometimes what we find out as a result of these performances is that the women around us have been abused in some way, something that we may not have known about them prior to an event like this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We've
so
definitely
I understand
experienced
why you've got the counselors
that.
On. Mm-hmm. How many people does it take to put this on?
Oh, goodness. I would say there's easy at least 30. There's 15 cast members in each show.
So that's 30 mm-hmm. right there.
And a good 10 to 15 staff, producers, crew, directors, you know, Pat, like yourself, people who are just helping us get the word out.
And so each participant in the Vagina Monologues has a particular monologue, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And they all of these have been written by?
Up until this point, all the monologues were written by Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is the first year that Eve has challenged us organizers to create a monologue from one of our community representatives, our community members.
So somebody's got to write this thing.
Yes.
And then perform it?
Correct.
Ooh, that is scary.
Yes.
Isn't that scary for
it
somebody
is,
to do?
It is scary and it's intense. And this year, every year, 1 Billion Rising and V-Day, they create a spotlight. A spotlight of women, of group that they want to draw attention to. 90% of what we raise tonight will go to our Verity, our rape crisis hotline.
Yes.
10% will go to the V-Day 1 Billion Rising Worldwide Spotlight, which is women who have been incarcerated, who are incarcerated, and who experience violence while incarcerated. So our spotlight monologue was written by a Sonoma County resident who had previously been incarcerated, and she wrote an original monologue that will be read for the first time tonight.
Wow. Wow, that is going to be really powerful.
Very.
And is that true in both the English performance and the Spanish performance?
It is the same monologue and then translated into Spanish.
Wow.
So not only will she perform her own monologue, someone will be reading her monologue translated into Spanish.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I know. It's yeah. very heavy. It's the first time that Eve has challenged us in this way.
And good for her.
She definitely yeah. is good at challenging
well,
us.
Well, she knows how to push some boundaries. There's no
she
question about that.
She certainly does.
Eve Ensler. And so that is going to be a new and as we said, powerful addition to the shows tonight. We should also say, Renee, that these shows are going to be signed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So the English show.
I wonder
will
if the
be.
Signers have to come up with a few different ways to translate and express themselves in this particular show.
I can only imagine there's some research behind yeah. what would the sign be for some of these words.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah.
So yes, the English version will be translated in American Sign Language.
And this really, again, is about, you know, women taking back their own power, isn't it?
Taking back their power and inviting other women and other men to join them in that.
Who should see this performance?
Everybody. I believe it is appropriate for your mature 12-year-olds and 15 and over.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women, young, old, seen it before, see it again. It's different every year.
Yeah, and depending on the performers, too,
yes.
and how they interpret
yes.
the monologues, the vagina monologues.
This
yeah.
year we have lawyers, educators, mothers, crew members, previous directors, producers. It's a great cast.
Have you ever participated in a cast of the vagina
have.
Monologues?
Yeah, I have.
What was it like for you?
It was definitely scary
mm-hmm.
getting up in front of people and
yeah.
performing, bringing somebody else's words when it's so of a depth.
It's a great responsibility attached
of a
to that.
Feeling.
Huh.
It definitely was.
Yeah.
But you're honored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you are just proud to be a part of it.
And this is something that has been performed in Sonoma County before, the Vagina Monologues, but never on dual stages and in two different languages. And so this really is a first. And it's tonight, Valentine's Day, V-Day, as it's called, right?
Correct.
V-Day for 1 Billion Rising. And it's the Mentor Me Center on 8th Street in Petaluma. And the theaters are adjacent to each other?
Same facility. Two
same facility.
Rooms.
Okay, very good. What time?
7:30 is our show, but our 1 Billion Rising workshops for meditation and healing start at 4:30.
4:30 this afternoon, and then the whole thing wraps up about 9 o'clock?
Yes.
What does it cost to get in?
A 1 Billion Rising is free, so come heal and dance with us, mm-hmm. hear some poetry, hear some speakers, do some drumming from 4:30 until 7, and then our shows for the Vagina Monologues are $20 at 7:30 is our start time.
7:30, $20. What a way to spend Valentine's Day.
Bring your honey.
I think it's inspired. Bring your honey. Absolutely. And Renee McKenna is the director of the Spanish performance tonight of the Vagina Monologues. That's going to be fun.
Great time.
Yeah. And really with the addition of an additional monologue
yeah.
that people haven't heard before, that's going to be pretty striking too. The thing I remember about seeing the Vagina Monologues in the city was that there was a great diversity in terms of the ages of women who came to see it. And it was interesting to me because regardless of age, at pretty much similar moments throughout the performance, women were either laughing or crying or standing up and applauding. You know,
yes.
Everybody was sort of united in all of that.
I feel like you all experience this roller coaster of emotion throughout the entire performance, and the audience gives just as much to the cast as they give to them.
Is there a website or a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, 1 Billion Rising Petaluma, and the Vagina Monologues as well.
The Vagina Monologues tonight on two separate stages, two separate languages. And Renee McKenna, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
I have a feeling it's going to be well attended. Yes, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy V-Day.
Happy V-Day.